Good to see you this morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are here this morning. Not sure who is the original author of this poem. It's been modified over the years. It's called Before I Became a Mom. It goes like this. Before I was a mom, I made and ate hot meals. I had unstained clothing. I had quiet conversations on the phone. Before I became a mom, I cleaned my house each day. I never tripped over toys or forgot the words to lullabies. Before I was a mom, I had never been puked on, pooped on, spit on, chewed on, peed on, or pinched by tiny fingers. Before I was a mom, I had complete control of my mind, my thoughts, my body, my mind, and I slept all night. Before I was a mom, I never held down a screaming child so that the doctor could do tests or give shots. I never held a sleeping baby just because I didn't want to put it down. I never felt my heart break into a million pieces when I couldn't stop the hurt. I never knew that something so small could affect my life so much. I never knew I could love someone so much. I never knew I would love being a mom. So today it's extremely appropriate to say thank you to all the mothers that are here this morning and to honor them and thank God for them. And I say that every year. And you know, I always feel like my words are just not enough. And at the same time, I realize Mother's Day for some of you, for a lot of different reasons, maybe you lost your mom recently and you really miss her, or maybe you don't have a good relationship with your mother, and so it's just hard for you to hear all these nice things said about moms. Or maybe your kids are all grown up, but they're out of the house. And maybe you have deep regrets. And you wish you could go back and do motherhood all over again. Or maybe you would love to be a mother, and that just hasn't happened yet. So if Mother's Day is painful for you, the most important thing I can tell you today is that God understands. And he deeply cares about that. And my prayer is that God would minister to you today in just the way that you need him to. And so today, in honor of mothers, and really the women of our church, we're going to take a look at Proverbs chapter 31. I know, risky. We're going to do it anyway. Go ahead and take your note sheets out. You can follow along with me. Here we have Solomon's description of a virtuous or an excellent wife. Let me read this passage to you. And don't worry, we're not going to probably go through every verse today. It's a pretty long passage, but very insightful. Just listen to this morning. It says this: an excellent wife who can find. She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband, trust in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm in all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of a merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it's yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maiden. She considers a field and buys it, and with the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. And she makes bed coverings for herself, and her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband's known at the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and she delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing. She laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks to the well. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat bread of idleness. And her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. And many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. You know, most women, after you read that passage, will say it's pretty intimidating. And maybe you hear the passage that just was read, and maybe it just reminds you of what you'll never be or something like that. If you think that, I want to tell you this morning, I think you're being too hard on yourself. And you know, I can relate to the feeling. It's exactly what runs through my mind when I read about the qualifications of an elder in 1 Timothy or the qualifications of a good husband in Ephesians 5. I wonder, can I be all those things all the time? Like, it doesn't seem possible. And so my encouragement for moms and wives today is not to be intimidated by this passage, but rather to meditate on it, to allow the Spirit of God to work in your life. And then you make any changes you need to make, but do so because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit, not because you feel bad about yourself, because you think that somehow you don't measure up. As I read through Proverbs 31 this past week, in preparation for this morning's message, three prayers popped up in my thinking. And I hope it's going to be an encouragement to each mom and really each woman that's here today. The first one on your outline is this, that you will have a sense of confidence. Solomon begins the passage by saying this in verse 10, an excellent wife who can find, she is far more precious than jewels. In this section of Proverbs 31, Lemuel's mother spoke to him about the qualities of a virtuous or an excellent wife. Now we don't know much about this king, so it is very possible that this is an alternate name for King Solomon. At any rate, this famous portion of Scripture is actually an acrostic in the Hebrew, and each verse begins with a consecutive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, giving us the impression of a complete A to Z picture of a godly woman. But like, this is the end all. This is the goal. This is what you are striving for. And so the following verses speak of her character and her activity, giving Lemuel an idea of the woman to search for. And the passage is traditionally understood as being addressed to women, but really it's spoken by a woman to a man so that he can know the character and the potential character of a good wife. So let's dive into verse 10. We'll start with this phrase, the excellent wife. She's literally called a woman, a wife of strength or valor. She is strong in competence and in character. And then we have this rhetorical question, who can find such a woman? The question doesn't deny her existence. It rather highlights how rare and precious she is, even far beyond jewels. And a man with such a wife has a rare treasure for sure. And then Solomon goes on to say that her husband and her family and the community will give her the honor that she deserves. But the prayer is that first, before that happens, that you would develop a sense of confidence in who you are and what God is doing through you. In a perfect world, others would recognize your worth and give you the credit that you deserve. But we don't live in a perfect world. And let me tell you, the guy that you married is not perfect, right? She'll tell you, right? Not perfect. Probably not going to get it right all the time. And so during those seasons, when you're feeling like no one seems to notice you at all, my prayer for you is that you would have a quiet confidence, a strong assurance, and a sense of the self-worth that you are a daughter of God, and that you are serving Him in a way that brings Him glory. And I think we just have to move away from this cultural idea that you have to do it all, right? You have to be a mom, a wife, and in the workforce, take care of the house and cook and do all the kids' stuff and all the things. It's an impossible task, and it's a possible ideal. And I know what you're thinking. What about Proverbs 31? Isn't that a possible ideal? It's not, but it's challenging for sure. I hope you don't see this passage of Scripture as just another list of unrealistic expectations put on you. My prayer is as you approach this daunting task of being a godly woman in the 21st century, that you would have a sense of confidence in who you are and what God is accomplishing through you. That's my prayer for you. Another prayerful thought that comes to life light when I read the passage is that you will laugh at the days to come. In verses 22 through 25, she makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, and he sits among the elders of the land. She makes garments and sells them and delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. So see, this wife of this household has no fear of cold because she makes bed coverings, verse 22. She has no fear of the future. The days to come may be uncertain, but she has the character to face them with confidence. And with these qualities, she smiles at the future, facing all of her tomorrows with confidence. And get this, it's not a cocky self-confidence, but rather it reflects her wise confidence in the Lord, whom she thinks highly of and serves with all of her heart. The NLT translation says she laughs with no fear of the future. This is my prayer for you today, but that God would be at work in your life in such a way that you would experience His blessings to the extent that you can look forward to tomorrow with a joyful anticipation. You know, I just know too many people who are worried about what each day will bring. They live in fear of tomorrow because life has somehow become the series of one problem after the next, or one disaster after the next, or one crisis after another. I just think that's not what God wants for you. He sent His Son Jesus into this world so you might have life and have it abundantly. And God wants to fill your life with joy and peace that passes all understanding. And so my prayer for you as a mom, as a wife, as a woman that's here today, is that you will have a sense of courage as you face the future. And I get it. We don't know what the future holds. Man, there are so many uncertainties. But when your life is consistently in the presence of the Lord, you can face the future with hope. And you can laugh at the days to come. And the way this doesn't work is when you put all your hope and your expectations in your husband or in your kids. When you think that your husband is his job to take care of you and meet all your needs, to provide everything. If you do that, you will be disappointed. Your husband might be the most wonderful, terrific, awesome guy in the whole world, but let me tell you something this morning, he makes a terrible God. He has limits in what he can do. The strategy that works is what we see here in Proverbs 31. It's the woman who takes the initiative, takes the responsibility, takes the action. Solomon says she is clothed with strength and dignity. This is a woman with a strong sense of who she is and who God made her to be. And this woman who put her hope, her trust, her future into God's hands, knowing that He is for her and not against her, knowing that God has her best interest at heart, knowing that Jesus died on the cross for her sins, and no matter what happens on this earth, she has a home in heaven for all eternity. She is a daughter of God, and she can rest in Him. Why? Because Jesus is enough. right? Jesus is enough. But there's another prayer here in Proverbs 31 that you will receive the honor you deserve. Solomon says in verses 28 through 30, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. And many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. When you have the character and the wisdom, and then rightly so, you receive the blessings and the praises of your family. And here in this passage, both her children and her husband not only see, but also speak of the blessings that this woman brings to her household. Man, this is not only a description of an excellent wife, but also an exhortation to children and to the husband to bless and praise the mother and the wife of godly character. And that's my prayer, that your husband and your kids will do exactly what's written here. And not just today because it's Mother's Day, but rather every day. And not just in the words they speak to you, but get this, in the words that they speak about you to others. My prayer is that you would receive honor for the job that you have done. Solomon goes on to say in verse 31, give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. It's my prayer that the contributions that you make to your family, to your job, your ministry, is held in high regard. I pray the things that you poured into your life, those relationships, will make a difference and an impact for all eternity. And I don't know if you'll receive the honor you deserve this side of heaven. Some mothers don't, I suppose. But I will pray that you would experience a sense of contentment with how God has used you to further his kingdom. And one day is a year is hardly enough just to say thank you. But thank you for everything that you do. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your word today. Thank you for all the moms who are here this morning. God, I pray that you would bless them. I pray that the Holy Spirit would continue to guide them in all that they do. And so, God, on this day, on this Mother's Day, I pray that each mom here today would have a wonderful and just a blessed day. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.